We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for this podcast comes from Wild Turkey Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Let's tune in to their one-on-one with Jamal, a real bartender from Old Fourth Ward in Atlanta.
I really get into the backstory of whatever I'm pouring. Out of respect, there are literally years of experience behind these bottles. Wild Turkey, same recipe since 1942. If you want a true classic, this is what you want to order.
Wild Turkey. Wild Turkey Distilling Company, Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Copyright 2020, Campari American, New York, New York. Never compromise, drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. I am Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Monday, February 17th by Luis Pacheco to talk about this week's Champions League slate. Luis, we finally got like the big boy slates going for the Champions League.
Finally, Champions League is back.
I know there's somebody in our subscriber Discord, and I apologize for who it is, who says he doesn't play Champions League until this part, which seems nuts to me because I feel like this is so much harder than the group stages. But if you want all the nice big players, this is when you got to play.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, it's always two ways, right? Like, it's fun because you have the good players, but do you have the salary to play them? So, you know, it seems like this slate, we might have the salary to play some big guns, and we'll see what happens, you know? It's Champions League, so it's I feel that in the elimination stages, especially or knockout stages, if you want to call it that way, teams are a little bit more conservative, at least on the first set of games. But, you know, we'll see. There's a you know, PSG, Dortmund is there's no way those teams can be conserved because they don't know how to defend.
They don't know how to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, right?
So we've got two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday. That's on DraftKings. FanDuel and Yahoo are doing two game slates, meaning Tuesday only and Wednesday only. DraftKings will almost assuredly have a two-game slate on Wednesday, but they probably won't post those prices until 5 minutes before lock. So Tuesday we've got PSG at Dortmund and Liverpool at Atletico Madrid, and then Wednesday is Valencia at Atalanta and RB Leipzig against Tottenham. You told me right after I told you the prices were out, you went through it a little bit, and you said you felt like the pricing was a little soft. Yep. So once you went through and built a lineup, or however many you do, do you still think it's soft?
It feels a little bit soft. I mean, you have to make a couple of decisions, I feel. You know, the main decisions for me are around the Atalanta guys.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
And it just depends, right? Like, you know, we always talk about how Atalanta, the goddess, is amazing in Serie A. You know, the most offensive team. I mean, you see Twitter all blanket with Josip Ilicic having better numbers than Lionel Messi, right?
Yep, yep. So,
but the reality has been that Atalanta in the Champions League hasn't been as prolific.
No.
So, Valencia is not an easy team to play against. They shouldn't be in this round, but they beat Ajax and they also beat Chelsea. So it's a team that seems to be conservatively raised to the occasion if it needed to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
defensively,
so we had that,
certainly.
Yeah, defensively for that part. But, you know, the problem they have right now is like the centre-back pairing is gone. Is there a Gabriel has been suspended for the two matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ezequiel Garay got injured. So Valencia is going to play Champions League against, you know, the power offensive powerhouse at Atalanta with Elie Mangala, who is a shadow of the player he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mokhtar Diakabi, which is a young, sometimes aggressive center-back. So it's a scary center-back pairing to play against Atalanta. But, you know, with Valencia team can control tempo. They have good midfielder players. So it's just a matter if you think that Ilicic and Papu Gomez are worth the 9,000 price tag. So,
I mean, it's not even if they're worth it, but, like, obviously taking them means you're not taking, you know, Neymar or Di Maria or Mbappe or...
Exactly.
Haaland. Like, I don't know.
I'm with you. I think I might fade them. I mean, I just feel like I can get Alejandro Gomez production from cheaper for Son, or maybe Ilicic production without goals for let's say Thorgan Hazard or whoever plays for RB Leipzig than take set pieces, which we talk more in a little bit, right? So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. So how do you want to do this? You want to do position by position as we usually do, or we're going to talk about the games first? Or
Yeah, I think position makes the most sense. And I think we kind of started it right there because obviously Atalanta has plenty of guys that you could play at forward, but
yeah,
you're going to lose out on certain guys. I was actually more interested to find out what you thought about the PSG guys because – Neymar and Mbappe are obviously the two most expensive guys on the slate. Di Maria is significantly cheaper than both of them.
Yeah.
Di Maria and Neymar haven't played together a whole lot. I mean, Neymar really hasn't played with anybody much this season.
Yeah.
But, they usually kind of split set pieces when they do play. So do you think they're worth paying up for?
I think they are. I mean, I say I'm not going to talk about the games, but I think I have to.
Sure, sure.
So what Thomas Tuchel is going to do against his previous team, you know, kind of a revenge game here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. And you know, PSG has been playing with his 4-2-2-2-2, similar to what RB Leipzig used to play before what's his name, the new coach they have now. If Neymar is healthy, he's going to play. When Neymar has played the last month, he's being unstoppable.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And it's just, at the point with Neymar, Angel Di Maria is being amazing too, but, you know, he takes a back seat. Neymar and Di Maria hurt each other. Neymar hurts Di Maria the most. So, I mean, we expect Neymar not to play. If Neymar doesn't play, I like Angel Di Maria a lot, nearly a lot. But if he doesn't, if both plays, I will side with Neymar. I will consider Di Maria, but I don't think you can play with as much confidence as I thought I would.
Okay.
So saying this, you know, I think what Thomas Tuchel is going to do is going to play 4-3-3 with Mbappe as a number 9.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Neymar on one side, probably Angel Di Maria on the other side, Ganagay and Berardi as the pivots, or the, you know, back and forth midfielders, or box to box, if you want to call it that way. And then Probably, I'm not sure if Marquinhos is healthy, but we'll see who decides him to play. And that's it. I mean, the four defenders doesn't matter because the four of them are terrible. So, and that's the same problem that Dortmund has.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, you know, like who plays on the sides of Neymar is who is Ashraf or Sancho. I'm not sure who is going to do it. But Neymar not going to go back and defend. So you have that side with a guy like Hakimi playing 2-1 to Bernat. It's going to be a lot of offense on that side. So I like the Dortmund side as well, especially, I mean, I'm not sure. Brand is injured, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it maybe Thorgan Hazard starts. And he's cheap. His production is not as good, but he's cheap. And you're playing at home in a high volume game. So I will consider Hazard as well. But anyhow, long story short, I feel that Dortmund PSG is a game to target, and I won't blame you to play Mbappe. I don't think Dortmund defense can stop Mbappe, but I'm not sure. I mean, is it the right game to play Mbappe here? Is that it's like a, you know, it's kind of like this is the stage that he wants to play Champions League. This is a game he's been waiting for. He hasn't been as productive to justify 10,000. Salary, but you know, I will definitely consider him more for GPP than for cash. But I will definitely consider both of them, even Di Maria. But I take him down a notch if Neymar plays because he attracts so much of the set pieces. So.
I think I'd still play Di Maria over Mbappe in cash, though.
You would?
I think so.
I will. I think so. I mean, Angel Di Maria has been great too. I mean, he plays as a winger. It's mm-hmm. not a bad idea. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I think the only reason to play Mbappe in GPP is because everybody will play Neymar. Like, that's how I'm looking at it.
Well, definitely. Makes sense. No, I agree. I mean, like, Mbappe, I mean, if it was a little bit cheaper, it would be a good way to consider him. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, it depends if you have the salary. I don't think you have the salary to play both of them and then have a competitive lineup, but we'll see. I mean, I think there are players everywhere that you can maybe punt, but we'll see, right?
I think there might be one, and that's it. But yeah. It depends where you draw the line with punting. But the Tottenham Leipzig game seems like the next one you'd want to target.
Yeah,
like I was surprised at how much cheaper. Son and Timo Werner were then like all of the guys ahead of them. Like, for how many, like, I think it has the second highest goal total. The game's supposed to be close. Like, I don't know how you can justify playing Salah at 9,700 in Spain against Atletico Madrid when Son is 7,800.
Yeah. It's just, you know, Liverpool odds are great. And, you know, obviously Atletico Madrid is not the defensive team used to be, but still, you know, as you said, you know, Mohamed Salah without set piece duty. I mean, compare that to Son playing at home. I mean, I think I'm with you. There's no competition there. Yeah. You always pick Son. Sonaldo, as he's called, and he comes back for like what a 3-goal game, something like that. It was amazing. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talk about the Atalanta guys, I mean, good for GPP. I prefer Papu over Ilicic. Just it feels a little bit safer. But for me, is Neymar, Di Maria, and Son. I mean, I would do the expensive guys. Those are the guys that I'm picking, right? So those are, I mean, probably end up with a lot of Neymar and Son for cash. And then it's a lot of, like, you know, GPP plays. I say, well, we can say Thorgan Hazard might be a cash play since he's taking some set pieces, right? But I mean, his salary is not bad. His production is not good, though.
Yeah, he earned that salary.
Yeah, it's just you know, Dortmund seems to be productive, but so many guys can produce, and it seems like Sancho is you know, he gets an assist or goals, but doesn't get anything else.
Yep.
Then Erling Haaland is the highest goal scorer not on the competition, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 9,000, so he's not 5,000 anymore. So,
right.
I mean, he's 5,000 in the official Champions League game, but you know, not here, right? So, I don't know if you like anyone else. I mean, I'm not sure. RB Leipzig. I guess that Forbes not going to play. He hasn't been playing, so I'm not going to put him in the pool of eligible forwards.
Yeah, same with Cavani.
Everything else, I think, Diego Costa is cheap. I mean, if he plays, right?
Or
Correa, but, you know, I mean, what do you do that to yourself? I mean, it's just Atletico Liverpool. It's going to be low scoring, I think. And, you know, Atletico would like to score, but, you know, a nil-nil will be happy for them. So,
sure.
You know, I mean, if you need somebody for 4,000, I guess you can play like Patrick Schick or Diego Costa, but, you know, it's like, maybe better play a defender, right? So.
I think there are, yeah. Certainly for cash, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else you see here do you like? I can see Timo Werner in GPP. Do you like him in cash or?
Not in cash, no. Yeah. I wouldn't, mostly because I like Sun so much, and I don't think having two guys from that game. When you're going to miss out on all of the one, well, on the PSG guys, even the Atalanta guys. Like, if you think Papu is going to be better than Di Maria or Neymar, then fine. Like, I think he's still significantly better than playing Werner in cash.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I think so. I'm with you. I think Son at that price with set piece monopoly is a no brainer. I mean, we hope that Mourinho's not going to play Lo Celso, but we'll see, right? Even if Lo Celso plays, I think he's been taking the majority. And also, he takes penalty kicks. So, you know, always a
He had the perfect DraftKings penalty this past weekend.
Yeah, perfect.
Goalkeeper save, and then rebound, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, going through, like, all the players, it just drops off so quickly that it just becomes obvious that you're going to pay up for forwards. I mean, maybe we get Icardi at 7,000 to start. I wouldn't play him in cash, but even that's not even that cheap. And so you're left having to save somewhere else.
Yeah, and Icardi, you know, like it's I don't know if Icardi is the right play to against Dortmund, but we'll see. You know, like I feel that these two teams are weak at running back, and you know, like you don't want a guy. I mean, Icardi is a good forward to be in the box, but he's not a forward and he's going to run at defenders and take over there. So, which is what Mbappe is so enticing, because you have in an open field a race between Mbappe and Hummels. You know who you're going to pick. So. mostly Mbappe can beat almost everybody, but you know, let's not just do Hummels here. But that's the forward area. Midfielder is kind of like weird. I mean, they're like two, three guys I like. So it's just, I don't know how you feel. Like, I feel Dani Parejo at 7,000 is a tad bit expensive to play away from home.
I didn't even think about him at that price.
Yeah. It's just a matter of like, it's the first match. Valencia is going to be defensive and conservative. And Dani Parejo gives most of the points through set pieces. So we don't know how much we're going to get. So I feel that, you know, he's tough to play. Sabitza is not having corner kicks anymore. So paying 7,500 and an away game is just, it's not enticing to me.
Yep.
I mean, I would like to see I forgot the name of their RB Leipzig coach, which is sad. What's his name?
Nagelsmann.
Julian Nagelsmann.
Yep.
He's like 32, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't even know what he plays. Even when he gives the lineup, I'm not even sure where everybody's going to play. But if we see what he has done lately in the Bundesliga, they got, you know, for the people that don't follow as close, they got Angelino, which is the left back for Man City, mm-hmm. which used to be the left back for PSV. He's taking some corner kicks and set pieces as a defender. And then if Nkunku plays, he usually takes a corner kick and set pieces. And for 6,000, I think he's a decent play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dani Olmo plays. And I think Dani Olmo is going to start on the bench. But if he plays and Nkunku doesn't play, well, Dani Olmo takes some of the corner kicks. And, you know, again, for 5.7, it's not a bad play.
Neither of those guys play 90, though, because of the other guy. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. Unless both play, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And again, I mean, I can see Nkunku. Wasn't Nkunku part of the Spurs, or was one of those?
Yep.
Yeah, right? So it's revenge game for Nkunku, right?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
There you go. There you go. then, you know, everything else. I mean, I'm sure...
I take that back. He was a PSG.
PSG, oh, yeah. So
I'm trying to think of who we're thinking of then.
It's the one in Monaco, I think. There's some of those wingers, French wingers, and Spurs used to buy and recycle. So
yeah.
Don't remember now. Anyhow, hey, we would like Gio Reyna to start. Probably he's not going to, but...
Yeah, probably not.
No. Then I think Koke at 5,000, I'd rather go... with Lo Celso if you start, or Thomas Partey. Thomas Partey has some shared set of pieces now. If you're at this level low, at 4,000, you know, it's like, you know, I can see Lo Celso, I can see Thomas Partey. I mean, I'm not sure Carrasco is going to start, probably not, but there's a chance he does. You know, he usually takes corner kicks, and, you know, for 4,000 against Liverpool, it's not bad, considering that Atletico is playing at home, and let's say that Liverpool scores a goal, Atletico needs to score, so yeah, might not be a bad play. But you know, here is kind of like peaking this is how Blender says, like, for the dumpster fire. Yeah, like Vitolo is 3.7, but he never plays 70, maybe 60 if he starts. Enre Chan is not bad, but you know, it's PSG. Saúl is going to play left back. If he doesn't play left back, it's not a bad consideration if he plays a little bit forward. But I'm almost sure he's going to play left back. And I'm not sure Simeone trusts Renan Lodi to stop Salah and TAA. So.
Yeah. Whew.
So, yeah. So, anyhow, so, I mean, here, so as a summary, RB likes it, the set piece guy, which is maybe Nkunku or Olmo. Don't mind any of those guys. And then it's like nothing else. Then you're on your own, right?
Do you like whoever the RB Leipzig guy is more than Sancho?
I do.
Wow. Although you're never much of a Sancho guy.
No, I just don't mind Sancho. My problem with Sancho is that, I mean, to play Sancho 6.4, I'd rather play Thorgan Hazard. 5.5.
Okay. I get it.
You know?
I don't know if I agree.
Well, I get it. I get it for you. I mean, you know, I mean, Sancho's been playing better lately, which is fine. I don't know. I feel at that price, I'd rather go in Kunku, to be honest. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but hey, I can see Sancho. I mean, I guess so. I'm not a Sancho guy. But.
Yeah, you're not. No, not at all.
Yeah.
What about your boy Yannick Carrasco? Any chance he starts?
Yeah, I was talking about him. I don't think he starts, but if he does, not a bad play. I like Carrasco. I'm not sure he's going to start, but if he does, he's not a bad play.
He's a first day at least, so we'll know if he's starting.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Exactly. Or if you're fashionable, I'm sure he's going to play a part. So if you're like lately, that like everybody that wins the showdowns have a bench guy.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
Gross.
Gross. So gross and so wrong. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an ugly position.
I guess Sancho for sure. I mean, I feel that you're probably going to use the midfielder forward eligible here.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see your Sancho point. I'm more of a Nkunku Olmo guy, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I might play both.
Lo Celso is not bad either at that price. If he stars. I don't know what's... what's the difference between Lo Celso and Sancho? I mean, I see not much besides...
That's crazy. Come on.
It's like a set piece guy. 6
Some set pieces.
Game.
He creates a lot of chances. That helps with Sancho. He doesn't need the crosses. He just creates the chances anyway.
Yeah. Well, Lo Celso definitely needs the crosses. So, right. I mean, it's just set pieces, but yeah. Anyhow, you know, the 2000, you can do something else. But yeah, I mean, midfielder is going to be tough, I guess. Let me see. I mean,
I think that's why a lot of people will play Sancho, because they're just filling it with a guy that you like is not easy. Ugh.
I can do Sancho. I'll do Hazard. I can do. I mean, I'll do Nkunku over Sancho every day. But you know, we can have side bet whoever scored more points. But...
Okay. All right, we can do that.
All right. Oof. Perfect.
So, what do you think about TAA?
I think he's totally almost a lock to me.
I agree.
You know, Atletico has been conceding a lot of goals from set pieces, and lowest scoring match. Atletico left side is being it's been troublesome. So I mean, nothing to be so, you know, scared here of TAA at 6,000, especially after we saw him in the Premier League at 8,000,
yeah.
Something like that.
8,500.
Yeah. Yeah. So 6,000, a guy that has almost monopoly of set pieces and you know, over a 10-point floor. I mean, it's for 6,000. It's kind of like, you know, better than anything else you can see, right? So I like him a lot. Then there is a lot of defenders and affordable. I like Angelino in his stars because he has on set piece duty. You know, and Spurs is has been weak, you know, on set pieces, especially, yep. You know, like even against Aston Villa, right? So, Rafael Guerreiro is not bad either. He doesn't have corner kicks anymore, but you know,
he doesn't need him.
Yeah, he doesn't need it, right? What else we have? I mean, I will tell you, play Mukiel, but I don't know where he's going to play. So if he's a right back, I mean, might not be a bad play. If you need salary, I think Gaia or Arias are not bad plays.
Okay.
Or even, yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to be Ben Davies or Tanganga, right? Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about here if you need salary. Like, I mean, like my pick for defenders is going to be TAA and one of Angelino or Guerreiro.
Yeah, I agree.
What else do you like? And besides, yeah. I mean, but if you need a utility, a cheap utility, you go there, right?
I wouldn't mind Florenzi if he starts.
Is he starting? It could be, I guess.
He was suspended, which is why Wass was playing recently.
Yeah.
You know, back in Italy.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing back there. But he's the only one. Like, I think I play him over Davies. Like, Ben Davies is like a center back, basically, just happened to be playing left back.
Yeah. Florenzi at 3.6, not bad. I just didn't see him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, not bad. I like Gaia better than Florenzi just because when Valencia is, he has been great on the Champions League and, you know, he was great against Atletico, should have scored. So, you know, for that salary, I don't mind him. So,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I mean, the other guys is, you know, I mean, Robin Gosens has been amazing, but again, this is not Serie A, this is Champions League, and in Champions League, Atalanta has usually disappointed, so, you know, it's up to you. Like, I think Atalanta is kind of like the wild card team. It depends what you want them to do.
Right.
For me, so I like Arnold, Angelino. I can see the Valencia fullbacks. They don't have bad numbers. Hashraf might be a decent play. I just rather go Guerreiro.
I agree.
Yeah, so, but yeah. I get it.
Yep. Would you play the, like, Gaia instead of the gross $3,800, like, instead of Emery Chan or...
Yes.
Wijnaldum or...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think three defenders might not be. I think three defenders could be popular, just because these the pay down defenders are better than the pay down midfielders.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like, as I say, you know, I mean, we are, I mean, we went through this when we started Champions League. Oh, look at Atalanta. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And they were not as amazing as we thought they were going to be until, you know, the last two matches. And you know, you know, I trust Valencia a lot to control the game. Like Dani Parejo, who's a good midfielder. Mm-hmm. They have Ferran Torres. They have guys that can slow down Atalanta role. And then, you know, if Atalanta is going to be full on attack and it's going to be man to mark all the time, you know, you have a space on the wings. And, you know, I don't mind Gaia, I mean, especially because what others, I mean, if Carrasco starts, I would like to have Carrasco, but if not, you know, between Gaia and Partey, I mean, I feel that Gaia might give me a better floor, but.
Yep, I hear that.
Or Florenzi. I mean, Florenzi is as cheap, so, you know, I like Florenzi as well.
I think they're both just fine. Like, if they fit, they
both
fit.
Fine. And,
yeah. Who's your favorite goalkeeper?
Valencia goalkeeper.
Really?
Yep. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
And here I am thinking Jan Oblak was so obvious.
Well, I like Oblak, but I feel, I mean, if I look at the odds, it seems, you know, Atletico is not favored at home. I'm just afraid of Liverpool crossing a lot. I mean, just Liverpool is not a shooting machine, not lately, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, this is first match. It might be more conservative. So, you know, I can see a 0-0, but I can see a 1-0, and then Atletico has to attack, and like 1-0 Liverpool winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather go and find the shots, and I think that Atlanta is going to shot a lot.
Okay.
And I, you know, I also think that Valencia might have a better chance of winning than Atletico. I mean, here's the Atletico guy thinking that Valencia have a better chance of winning than Atletico. But, you know, like, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I have faith in Atletico, but it seems, I mean, Liverpool seems like a steamroll machine. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's hard to beat. And like, just, I don't know, the last match, they didn't even deserve to win and against Norwich. And then, you know, Mané found a goal out of nowhere. Then, you know, it's like amazing. Like, seriously, they can't lose.
Oh, so. We didn't, I noticed you didn't go in. Oh, where is he? I can't even find him now. You didn't have any interest in $6,500 Jordan Henderson?
He's $6,500.
$6,500. He's more than Sancho.
Are you joking? This is amazing. MVP. Jordan Henderson,
mm-hmm.
MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just
didn't. You didn't believe me. You had to look it up.
This is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? I mean, besides, you know, he might even have to play like defensive midfielder. I'm not sure if Fabinho is ready to play.
You saw the long ball. The Mané goal. He doesn't need to be anywhere near the goal.
Oh my God, Hendo, this is amazing.
He's the hottest player. He's got two goals and three assists in his last four games.
Yeah, excellent.
$6,500 is a steal.
Excellent. People, please play him. You know, please play.
Can I at least get you to admit you'd play Sancho over Hendo?
I will play Sancho over
Hendo.
Okay. Right. I will play Sancho several times over Henderson. So
that makes me feel better. To follow up on a point from before, it was Georges Kevin Nkudu who went from Tottenham to Monaco, not Christopher Nkuku.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He replaced Nkuku. Oh, no. Nkuku was a PSG. Excuse me. Never mind. Wrong French team.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that up before we confused our listeners.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Did we forget anybody?
Yeah.
We can't possibly if we just talked about Jordan Henderson.
I don't think we did. I mean, let me see. Like, we talk about cheaper guys. I mean, we didn't talk about Liverpool guys. I mean, we said that, you know, Salah or Mané or Firmino, I mean, I feel there are better options. I mean, even for GPP, on the same salary range, midfielders. I don't know. Like midfielders feels bad. I mean, it's like I feel like you have Neymar, Son, then you go TAA and and Angelino, Guerrero, and then the rest of your lineup is going to be tough to build. So it just depends what you have. So
agreed.
You know, I have 6,000 something for a midfielder. So for a midfielder position. So I'm not sure who I can pick on that area that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson is a little bit more expensive. So yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I couldn't play Jordan Henderson because he was too expensive. Yeah. Oh.
I couldn't play Jordan Henderson. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry. All right. So yeah, I have nothing else. I mean, anything you like? Everything else? I don't see anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. If anybody wants to follow up with either of us, you can find us on Twitter. Luis is at Pachegol, PACHEGO. Is it AL? I keep messing this up. It is AL. Okay. I'm at RotoWire Andrew, also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. We're going to be back next week. We're not going to do another podcast for the likely Wednesday 2-game slate, since we talked about a lot of guys on that slate anyway. We don't have the prices for them, and I'm not sure the analysis will change all that much. So we'll be back next week for the other 8 teams that are in it. So, Luis, thank you for that, and good luck this week.
Good luck, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.